everyone. My name is Ray Heward, and welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We are so excited that you are tuning in this morning, not only because it's going to be a great day ahead, but also because we have the one and only Sarah Thomas with us. She has been name dropped on this show. You all follow all the work that she's doing, and we actually brought her on to get all the details from her. Sarah's an amazing educator. And if this is your first time connecting, I am so excited for you to be connected to this incredible person. We'll be right back. Everyone, good morning. Sarah is with us. Sarah, how are you doing today?
Hey, Ray, doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I am so, so glad that you found the time in your busy schedule to come hang out with the Teach Better family. This is awesome.
Oh, always, always. I'm honored to be here. Like it's, you know, we were saying pre-show that it's been a while since we connected. So I'm so glad to be back in touch.
I know. Is that like my shameless plug? Is I'm like, hey, will you come on the Teach Better Today show so we can like catch up and hang out for a minute? And like, it kind of counts as working. I love it.
Oh, man. I love it. I'm so glad to be here. You know, I listen to the show all the time, and I just huge fan. So
you're far too nice. But I have to tell you, people like name drop you all the time. So it's actually really good for our community, if they haven't yet connected to you, to know who you are. Friends, if you've not connected to Sarah Thomas, she's an incredible educator. I'd love, Sarah, if you wouldn't mind kind of introducing yourself, who you are, what you do in education, all that good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Sarah Thomas. I'm an educator. This is my 19th year in education. I can't believe it. It's almost 20. And that's like, where did the time go? Like, I remember my first day. But I've taught everything from first to 12th grade, as well as in a master's in ed tech program. I'm also the founder CEO of EduMatch, which is an organization that connects educators around the world along similar interests. And we learn and grow together. We do things together. You know, we do professional learning, we do publishing, we do podcasting. So, you know, just really, really excited to be here.
Friends, EduMatch is one of the few places that we always love to send educators to. We love the EduMatch family. They're good people. They're very similar to the Teach Better family, where you can always expect a good product with good intention, good objectives alongside it. And Sarah, we just love like everyone connected to you are just good people trying to do good work. And that to me is the essence of what makes a good educational network, is getting good people around you that want to improve the field in some way, shape, or form.
Oh yeah, totally. And the same can also be said about you all. Like, you know, we have a lot of mutual friends, you know, a lot of great people that are just doing some amazing things. So very honored to be connected with them and with you all.
I want to give you a big shout out, because you guys started, and I feel like I've been following, better yet, I've been stalking EduMatch from the beginning, but it really started with publishing really fun, quality educational books. And these were books that many of you listening, you probably don't even know it. You have an EduMatch book on your teacher shelf. These are books that are coming out from all over educators around the US. And I know that you all have seen them, but now big celebration. You're really getting into the schools more often. You're doing this professional learning. You want to have more contact with educators, not just by getting great content in their hands, but really by giving them kind of, it seems like, at least from the outside, more mediums to get good information. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that journey? This has been a few months that it's been announced, but I'm sure a long time to come.
Yeah, totally. So I appreciate all the kudos. And so we started out like totally grassroots, just like, hey, I know this person who knows this person who knows this person, and y'all might vibe together. So, you know, let's connect you over Twitter. Let's connect in our Voxer group and our Facebook group, things of that nature. And it's really been driven by the community. People have said, hey, I would love to do X, Y, and Z before I retire, you know. So, you know, we were just like, okay, let's do it together. So that's kind of where the publishing came from. So many people wanted to be authors. So many people wanted to put their voices, their content out there. So, you know, so we started doing that. And then around 2020, then we started entering the professional learning space because there were so many of us who were already presenting. So, you know,
why not?
Yeah, exactly. And the opportunity came around to, you know, start with some amazing partnerships like out the gate. So I was just like, all right, yeah, this is absolutely where we want to go. So, you know, we're honored to be connected with so many great organizations. I feel like I'm like name dropping, but I'm super excited because there was just one, like one that came through yesterday at the time of recording. So I just wanted to share that Adobe is our newest partner. So we are super excited. And, you know, Google, Tech, Brain Buffet. We have so many amazing partners. IDEA, DigSit Institute. And I am forgetting someone I know. So I'm going to stop there.
Yeah. When you have a lot of partnerships with all these different businesses and organizations that are trying to do work, good work for educators, you can't simply name them all, right? It's, I'm exactly. sure your website or somewhere great where we're shouting out yeah. about the people that continue to support bringing EduMatch into more teachers' lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're all on our website. So charge my head and not my heart if I forgot.
So good. You know, Sarah, a lot of people have gotten the opportunity to learn from you, but we want to get to know you as an educator, what you're passionate about, what brought you to this field and everything else. So we'll be right back for our Team Talk section. Team Talk segment, which is where every single show we like to dive deeper with our guests or members of our Teach Better family to be able to discuss kind of what makes them tick and also give something to all of you, our listeners, to allow you to have some food for thought for the day, maybe something you can implement in the coming week. These are just all about trying to get you set for the day ahead. So, Sarah, you have done a lot of stuff in your career. I feel like you haven't even touched on it, to be honest. I know that you've worked in academia, you've worked at the university level. There's a lot to get into. But before we get into any of that, because they can all find those things out on other podcasts, I want to get into first, why education? Why is this a field that you enjoy working in so much?
Oh my goodness. Ever since I started working, I want to say my first job, I was maybe like 12 or 13 and I was a kid's soccer ref. Like that was my very first job. And then right after that, I started working at a summer camp. Started working at a daycare and a gym, then the summer camp. And I mean, it's just been all my life. I've been drawn to working with young people ever since I was a young person. And I guess technically, depending on who you ask, I might still be a young person.
Yeah, I think we're all young people, right? Exactly. I want to know in the comments, friends, as you're watching this, how old do you have to be where you're not a young person anymore? Because I'm pretty sure by now with technology, it's like 112. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I mean, it's always just, there's that refreshing energy. And I went to school for radio, television, film. But my mom started working at a middle school right around my sophomore year in college. And when I went to her classroom to volunteer and to help her set up and to actually work with the kids. And for me, that was a wrap. I was like, this is where I have to be. So, you know, right after graduation, went into an alternative certification program and started teaching shortly thereafter.
Wow. Amazing journey. So now you are in the education space. You've been able to have a lot of roles. With the support you're giving to educators now, do you find that there's something educators are really leaning on right now? Maybe a phrase or a strategy that you find yourself kind of repeating often because it seems to be really helpful with where education is now in 2024?
That's a really good question. So I guess I have to like kind of talk it through because I don't have an answer off the top of my head. But I know like one thing that is major right now is artificial intelligence.
Huge.
So it's all over the place. And in speaking with educators, you know, I've gotten a lot of different perspectives and a lot of different takes on it. But one thing that just kind of keeps coming up, whenever people say that it's like a tool for cheating or things like that, then that just kind of takes me back. I wasn't really teaching at the time where Google first came out, but when, you know, when Google first came out, then people were, from what I heard, saying the same thing. And I mean, it's really just a tool. Like, you know, our students, we teach them the foundations, we teach them to level up, and then this tool can also help them further refine, further level up, and it can even teach them some things themselves. There's some tools. I was on a demo for a tool yesterday that actually was a debate coach for a student that they could kind of go back and forth and strengthen their argument. So, you know, it's a tool just like anything else.
I have to say that's been a big conversation. Obviously, one thing I continue to lean on is trying to show teachers how it can not only be a tool for students, but a tool for them, the teachers. Like, friends, if you have not dove into AI, maybe don't start crazy, right? Like, there's so many great programs out there. You could literally Google it or go to, obviously, ChatGPT and get some resources. But start small. And it might just be as simple as giving you lesson plan ideas or getting you started to like mock up an email that you're going to be sending out to families. I know we literally just did a live in our private Facebook group on how to use AI, but I feel like the strategy, if you're just starting out, is just to try it. Like, get logged in, and it doesn't matter what it produces. Just get used to questioning what it produces, changing the way that you're, you know, asking questions or inserting prompts. And that's like dipping your toe in the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Totally. I love what you said. Just try it. There's a Sesame Street song that said, just try it. We're watching a lot of Sesame Street these days. I have a toddler, so.
I think that's good, right? With the toddler, I feel like there's always little things I take away from those kid shows that the girls will have on. And I'll be like, that actually was a really good lesson. Like, Blue, you've got it down. Have you gotten into Blue yet? That's where you're headed. I'm telling you.
All right, we're going to check Bluey out soon.
I warn you, it changes the game. I think I'm the bigger Bluey fan than the girls.
Really? Okay. I'll prepare myself. I'll brace myself.
It's so cute. So good. So, yeah. Sarah, obviously our community could learn from you for hours. Many, many of our community members do. I vividly remember the moment that I was introduced to who you were. It wasn't my meeting you. I had one of your authors reach out, and I was featured in one of your first few books you published.
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah, the second one. I had no idea what was going on, but I remember sitting in my bed, actually, and Googling you. I was like, who is Sarah Thomas? And now you've been able to do so much. So if you had to maybe share your soapbox idea, your soapbox moment, if this is the only thing that educators take away from this conversation, what do you want to leave them with?
Okay, so this is not fully fleshed out.
No, it's not supposed to be. We're just trying.
Yes, indeed. But a thought that I had this morning that I'll share. So a lot of times when we have good things happen in our lives, then instead of sitting in the moment and like enjoying it and, you know, relaxing and just feeling those great feelings, then a lot of times we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Yeah. And that's my fatal flaw. But today I just kind of had the aha moment that, you know, the other shoe is a myth. You know, there's no like magical, you know, cosmic karma that's going to come and make everything terrible just because something great happened. You know, life has its ups and downs. Sometimes life be lifing. So, you know, I forgot how I put it on Twitter, but something like, I'm not even going to try to recreate it, but yeah, just enjoy the good times, because I mean that's life is short and we gotta soak those up. So whether it's professionally, personally, or what, you know, but that's just kind of what I've been chewing on lately.
I love that you're chewing on that. I just saw on Instagram, it literally must have been today, this morning, as I was looking, this quote that said, if you're gonna spend any amount of time in your day worrying about the worst case scenario, you should spend the equal amount of time worrying about the best case scenario or the middle scenario. And typically those are going to be positive. So I like that. Focusing on just being present and enjoying the moment.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So, Sarah, I know I want to not take up too much of your time, but something I would love to challenge our community to do is add you to their PLN if they haven't done so already, and also connect with EduMatch. There's so many good things coming out of an organization that is fueled by educators trying to put goodness into this field. And, you know, we always joke that there's no like competition in education. There's plenty of negatives and things that need to be fixed to go around. So I want to really make sure that people connect with those good community of educators that are trying to continue to enhance this field. Where can people get connected? What website should they go to? Give us all that good stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much. And again, likewise, the feeling is absolutely mutual. I love everything that you all do. To get connected with EduMatch, and you can find us edumatch.org. And from there, kind of links to all of the different arms of EduMatch. And, you know, we are also edu_match is our handle in most places. And let me see, for me personally, then I'm Sarah the teacher, but I spell it kind of crazy. So it's Sarah the teacher. So DATEECHUR. And that's on everything social.
So good. Friends, if you have any issues connecting with EduMatch or Sarah herself, just feel free to reach out to anybody on the Teach Better team. We're all connected. It's a never-ending PLN that we all have. So you definitely won't have any issues if you reach out to us. We'll make sure to get you a direct link. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show, having a great conversation and sharing about not only what you're doing, but what your incredible community continues to do as well. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to see you and to chat with you.
So fun. For everyone else, we hope you have an amazing rest of your day and reach out if you need anything. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.